Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple, and I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Now, over the last week or so, I've had multiple conversations about presenting confidently, whether that's in meetings or in formal presentations. And when I have multiple conversations on the same topic, it always inspires me to create a podcast episode so that I can share my advice and my tips while they're fresh in my head and hopefully help a wider audience. So my first question is, how do you feel about speaking up in meetings and making presentations? If I was to ask you to stand up in front of your team tomorrow and present on what you're currently working on, would you feel excited? Or would you have a sleepless night dreading what was to come the following day? If you feel excited at the prospect and you feel completely comfortable putting yourself out there and presenting, then feel free to press stop on this recording and go do something else instead. However, if you do feel a degree of trepidation, or if you think there's maybe a bit more you could do to speak up confidently in front of people, then it's going to be well worth you continuing to tune in for the next 10 minutes or so. So whether you're leading a team meeting, or you're pitching a proposal, or you're delivering a presentation in front of an audience, projecting confidence is crucial. So when you appear self-assured and in command, people are more likely to take you seriously. They're more likely to be persuaded by what you're saying, and they're more likely to see you as being credible and capable. But feeling confident, especially in high-profile situations, is often easier said than done. So for a lot of people, public speaking can trigger anxiety. It can trigger those feelings of imposter syndrome. And it can leave even really experienced people second-guessing themselves. Now, the good news is that confidence is not an innate quality. It is not something that you're born with. It's a skill. It can be developed. It can be honed. The more you practice and the more you employ the right techniques, the better you're going to feel. So today I'm going to share with you a number of strategies that are going to help you project confidence, whether that's in meetings or in presentations. So the first thing I want you to do is to make sure that you prepare. So when you prepare, when you've done your homework, you're going to feel much more at ease. You're not going to feel that anxious feeling in your tummy about being caught off guard. Make sure you do the research. Make sure you organise your thoughts. Think about the potential questions that might come up. And then rehearse what you want to say out loud. You can either do that in front of a mirror or by recording yourself. And I know that might sound a bit uncomfortable, but it is super helpful. The more familiar you are with the content, the more confident you're going to feel presenting it. And I also really want you to prepare as much as you need to prepare so that you feel confident. A few weeks ago, I was talking to a client about this, and she was really beating herself up because she felt she had to spend a lot of time preparing before she went into meetings. She was getting really frustrated because she could see that some of her colleagues could just walk into the meeting, have done absolutely zero preparation, and they could still confidently hold their own and get their points across. The thing is, we are all different. So there are some people that need to verbalise their thoughts so that they take shape. These are the people who do their thinking out loud. These are the people that start speaking in meetings, even although they haven't prepared what they're going to say. They're just sharing their thoughts as they come, and they feel comfortable doing that. But then there are also people who don't feel comfortable sharing those thoughts until they've worked it through in their own mind first. They need some time, they need some space to really work through the options and form their own viewpoint. If you're one of those people, then know that it's okay. Allow yourself that time and that space before a meeting. Get your thoughts in order so that you feel confident about sharing your insights with the group. It's the same when it comes to presentations. Some people are happy with a rough outline and then they get up to speak. Other people need to plan their presentation in minute detail and rehearse multiple times before they feel comfortable. Get to know yourself. Know what works for you and don't fight it. Do whatever it takes for you to feel comfortable. Because when you feel comfortable, that's when you're going to appear confident and capable to other people. So you've done your preparation, and before either the meeting or the presentation starts, I want to encourage you to visualise the event and visualise your success, yourself successfully contributing to the event. So that means if you're giving a presentation, I want you to visualise yourself walking out on that stage, being purposeful, making eye contact with your audience, speaking clearly, making gestures to emphasise the points that you want to make. I want you to look out into the room and see the audience engaged, nodding their heads, looking as though they are genuinely interested in what you've got to say. And just know that what you are doing, the performance that you're giving, is being well received. Visualization is such a powerful tool. Your brain can't distinguish between fact and fiction. So even if you just imagine a successful outcome, it sends signals to your brain that you can do this, that you're expecting things to go well. And that expectation is going to enhance your feelings of confidence. It's going to decrease those anxious thoughts, and it's going to allow you to step out either onto that stage to make the presentation or to speak up in the meeting with a feeling of calm and confidence. Now, the other thing is to think carefully about what you're going to wear to the event. That might sound shallow, but the way you present yourself can really significantly impact how confident you feel and also how you're perceived by others. So I want to encourage you to dress professionally and in a way that makes you feel powerful and you feel self-assured. Because when you look the part, you'll feel more confident in your ability to deliver. And it's also important to say that when you look the part, you're embracing your own style, because there's nothing worse. There is nothing more uncomfortable than seeing somebody in a suit and heels when you know that's not how they normally dress. They just look really uncomfortable in what they're wearing and they're just not feeling at ease. Also, from a practical perspective, you don't want to be standing up to present and then be completely distracted by the blisters that are forming on your feet from the shoes that don't fit you properly. So pick an outfit that's appropriate for the situation, but also something that you're going to feel 100% comfortable in, both mentally and physically. Another technique that many people use just before a big meeting or an event starts is the power pose. So the way this works is that just before you get set to present, or just before you go into the meeting, you find yourself a private space and then you adopt a power pose for a minute or two. Now, a power pose, you can do this by standing up tall, have your feet shoulder width apart, your chest lifted and sticking out a little bit, and your arms extended out from your sides or resting in your hips. Now, it might seem a little crazy, but according to research by the Harvard psychologist Amy Cuddy, doing this, striking a power pose for even a short amount of time, can increase feelings of confidence and lower stress levels. There's been a huge amount of research done on this. And as you're holding the pose, even better is to visualise yourself delivering a really strong, really confident performance. Now, you might be concerned about looking silly, but I promise you, find yourself a quiet spot, somewhere that you're not going to be noticed, because there is a lot of evidence to suggest that power posing works. So then, when you actually get onto the stage or you're contributing in the meeting, think about your body language. Body language accounts for a really significant proportion of how we communicate, and it's a key factor in how others perceive us. So to project confidence, you want to have an upright posture, have your shoulders back, and this open stance, it conveys assertiveness and authority. You want to avoid slouching over or crossing your arms defensively, or letting your gaze drift down and look towards the floor. Because doing all these things can make you seem as though that you're a bit insecure, but also that you're not interested. And when you're speaking, use hand gestures. Make them purposeful and use them to emphasise your key points. But just be careful, you don't want to end up looking like an air traffic controller. So don't fidget excessively, but use your hand gestures with purpose. Make eye contact with people. Smile. That will really help you to establish a connection and really engage your audience. The other thing to consider is your pace of delivery. Now, when people feel nervous, they tend to speak really quickly. So slow your pace and use pauses just to collect your thoughts. This gives the impression of calmness and composure, and it prevents you from seeming rushed or frantic. So if you've got really important points that you want to sink in with your audience, then use those pauses. Now, I know that when you pause, even if it's just for a couple of seconds, it's going to feel like an eternity to you. But I promise to the listener, it's really not. So what you might find helpful here is to record a voice note on your phone of you speaking and just listen to it a few times and just think, what can you learn from it? Do you speak quickly? And how does it feel when you leave a pause in? Because when you were delivering that content and you left the pause in, it might have felt like a really long time. But I can guarantee that when you listen back to it, then that pause will not seem anywhere near as long. So don't be afraid of moments of silence. And use them. Use them as an opportunity to take a breath or to take a sip of water. And just allow your audience to reflect on what you've said. If you do start to feel anxious in the middle of a presentation, just pause and take a few breaths. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and just allow that oxygen going through your blood to steady your nerves and help you regain your focus. Now, you might be thinking that people watching are going to be confused by what you're doing. They won't. It's way better to take a few seconds to compose yourself and then carry on, rather than speak too quickly and rush through just to get to the end. And actually, while we're talking about feeling anxious, you might find it helpful to think about anxious thoughts a little differently. So if you're feeling anxious, you might feel your heart racing or your palms turn sweaty. And lots of people think these symptoms are signs that you aren't prepared or you're not capable of doing what you've come there to do. But instead, think about these sensations in your body, just as your nervous system kicking in. It's kicking into high gear, it's stepping up a notch. It's helping you focus so that you can deliver a really energised and passionate presentation. You know, you can tell yourself, I feel this way because I'm really excited to share what I've got to say with this audience. The sweaty palms and the racing heart, that's your body's way of telling you that you're excited. Now, finally, my biggest bit of advice is just be yourself and be human. So whether it's speaking up in meetings or making presentations, there will be times that you make mistakes. Just own up to them. No matter how much you prepare, you're going to have a minor slip up, or you might make some kind of mistake during your delivery. When this happens, don't dwell on the error. Acknowledge it, move on. Often when you're trying to overcompensate for mistakes that you've made, you're drawing even more attention to the mistake. So the more gracefully you can handle the situation, the more confidence you're going to project. So just remember, confidence is something that can be practiced and it can build over time. The more often you step out of your comfort zone and put yourself in situations that require confidence, the more natural it will begin to feel. So mastering the art of confidence in meetings and in presentations takes time, and it does require you to step outside of that comfort zone. But keep making the effort. Keep making the effort to contribute. Put your hand up, volunteer to give the presentation, and you will become more and more confident. And you'll potentially find over time that you don't feel the need to prepare quite so much. And you might, just might, even get to the point of feeling excited and enjoying speaking up and making your voice heard. I'd love to hear your experiences of contributing in meetings or overcoming your fear of presentations. Drop me an email at nicola@nicolasemple.com and let me know. And if you'd appreciate some support to help you build your confidence, either in the context of meetings and presentations or just more widely, I would love to help you with that. You can set up a time to talk at nicolasemple.com/chat. That's all for this week. And if you would like to keep in contact, be sure to download my free guide, Back Yourself, Your 7-Step Plan to Build Confidence and Achieve Your Career Goals, by going to nicolasemple.com/backyourself. You'll get instant access to the guide, and I will send you my fortnightly newsletter with career confidence hints and tips. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.